Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Happy Monday, everyone. Happy Monday. I am so glad to be back here, to be back with you. It was an interesting weekend. I'm hoping that you in this beautiful world were able to spend an amazing weekend as well as some of you have so many things to do and so many things to network and you know, do things that are great to your heart. And I was able to attend a networking meeting on Saturday, and my goodness, it was breathtaking. Lots of people. It was all to do with real estate, self-empowerment, woman empowerment. It was incredible. And thank you so much, by the way, to the organizer, Cora, which has the Women's Network here in Toronto, Women's Network. It's incredible. And thank you so much for the invite. I had an awesome time. The food was great. The information was phenomenal. And I look forward to being part. I'm hoping that you can concur with me and agree that sometimes, you know, when we are on our day-to-day, our business, our programs, our books, our writing, it is incredible to be able to kind of leave that environment for a little while and mingle and talk to fantastic, like-minded people like-minded people with ideas that are very similar to yours. So thank you so much, Cora. This Saturday was what I needed to hear. Lots of good tips, lots of information, and lots and lots and lots of good networking. So I met phenomenal women. Again, the Toronto Women Club this Saturday was incredible. And I'm looking forward to the next Saturday. It is our Women International Days on Sunday. And again, we are celebrating Women on Fire. Lots of events in Toronto. There's so many, so many to pick and choose. But my commitment has been every year, not only is my mother's birthday, is also Woman on Fire. And we are celebrating. This is a Pure Fire 2020, which we have women from all walks of life, which are being recognized this weekend for their contribution, for their accomplishments, for the work that they do in the community, for the for being authors, for being entrepreneurs, for helping the less fortunate. My goodness, overcoming struggles and things like that. So this is my fourth year, if I'm not mistaken, that I'm covering Woman on Fire. Interview incredible women, incredible people with incredible stories. And I have to tell you, every year that I cover Woman on Fire, I cry, I get emotional, because the stories out there are just incredible, breathtaking. So I'm looking forward to, hopefully, that you that live here in Toronto that know me, and we became a very good friends with people all over Canada and the States, with incredible ladies, incredible women, incredible entrepreneurs. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again. There's going to be so much great food, great everything. So I'm looking forward to see you again, and I'm covering the event again, and I am talking to people that are being nominated and recognized for their contribution to the community. Today, everyone, I said it's Monday. I'm so excited back. You know, weekends are great, but I love this time because this is the time that I get to spend time with you. By the way, guys, don't want to forget, the number to call us in for interaction is 845-277-9078. Our social media is open, Facebook/LizzieTRadio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter as well. Our guest, Ashley, is very, very active on social media. I repost and like and comment on Twitter. Incredible. A lot of people don't know how to use social media to their extent, and definitely this guest knows how. So I would like to make sure that you do follow and also contribute to their success, as I do help out with people's success. I want you to help me out. We are a community here, and we are all here to help each other. Also, I would like to end the show. Please do not hesitate to contact us. The email is show@lizzieT.com, show@lizzieT.com is our email, and our website is lizzieT.com as well. And we are, I really hate to talk about this subject because a lot of people think, you know, I might be a downer or I might be exaggerating. I'm feeding into what the media is feeding us. But one of the things that I would like to say is, as the coronavirus, it is real. It is here. Yes, it's been definitely overblown in some parts. I mean, the news wants to sell news, and they're doing a great job by, you know, creating fear. One of the things that I would like to say, very simple, just if you are healthy, if you are taking care of yourself, if you this disease targets new infants, young children, and obviously the elderly. So keep washing your hands. If somebody's coughing, don't react and don't look down upon that person. It might be just a simple cough or an allergic reaction. I see a lot of people, you know, give them rolling their eyes and those things are completely not necessary. We just need to keep calm and keep wash your hands now more than ever. And I know that some places they're not shaking hands anymore, and that's okay. But we can't be rude to people. Still say hello. We got to keep this under control because, you know, we can't create fear. People are already freaking out, and we just want to make sure that we keep it under control. And let's do our part. And our prayers to a lot of people that are infected, and we're definitely thinking good thoughts and you know, praying that they're going to be okay. We will overcome this ordeal. Also, I would like to mention that we are requesting also good vibes and prayers for friends in Australia. There is no more fires. However, you know, now is the part of actually building up that country and trying to fix all the damage the fires caused us. So now there's huge organizations bringing and trying to collect funds in order to help out our brothers and sisters there in Australia. So I do post once in a while on my social information, and if you feel like it, if you're able to, please donate for that cause as well. Okay, I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of. There's so many announcements, there's so many things in the world, but I wanted to keep it upbeat. I would like to help you promote yourself. This is just a platform for you to shine. If you are interested in being part of the show, there's a form on our social media, and also there is form on our website. The Lizzie T Show is the website, and you can check out some shows that we have pretty much almost every day, and also on our YouTube channel. So make sure you like, subscribe, and also tweet. Very, very important. Okay, so I'll be right back with my guest.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
So we have today a Texas singer, Todd Barrow, and an amazing singer, an amazing performer. Like I said, very, very active on social media. I haven't seen, somebody being so good at tweeting and retweeting and getting information and, you know, promoting himself in such an amazing manner. Unless he has a VA that does it for himself, for him, I'm pretty impressed. Todd Barrow is making a name for himself as a country artist to watch. He is from Texas, as I mentioned. He is a singer-songwriter racked up to more than a few accolades for himself. Now, Todd is definitely not shy to the country music. While he's undoubtedly draws the sonic influence from the titans like Hawk William and Johnny Cash, one of my favorite singers, his melodies cue modern. He plays almost every instrument from piano, guitar, mandolin, harmonic, and drum. He is a multi-instrumentalist, no doubtably, as a songwriter for himself, as well for many for other artists. And one of the things that I very admire when I was reading about his bio, and also he's, as I said, he is very active on social media. He is precisely what the heart has won over audiences around the world. Todd Barrow recently has promoted a single, The House That Love to Build, co-writer with Sonny Burgers, and was featured on Right On TV as an honored of PRSA and fourth is coming fundraising effort on behalf of Ronald McDonald's House. By the way, if you haven't heard of the Ronald McDonald House, it's incredible institution to help parents that are going through ordeals with their child. So it's a lot of people, I'm surprised that they don't know that. Todd was featured in the lineup of Bob Extravaganza Festival at Johnny Schemer Studio, along such artists as Kid Rock and Tom Wobbett. But I think saying it right, from Duke's Hazard. He has recently airplane from Italy. Wow, all the way over there, 675 for the single Hot Southern Night. And Todd has just released his latest single, Hell and Back, written by a longtime Nashville songwriter, Looney Ratliff, and again, I'm not pronouncing it correctly, and is hard work on new music studio. Todd is a producer member of the Harry Fox Agency, the Country Music Association, the National Singer-Songwriter Association, the Texas Music Office, MBI of Fort Worth Songwriter Association, America Podcasting and Songwriters Association, the Dallas Songwriter Association, and British Country Music Association of the Varying Country Music. huge, huge repertoire. You can find him on all social, but I will let him talk a little bit about, you know, how does he have time after being everywhere and, you know, doing a lot of things, how can he manage doing all that and be so active on social. But, and I guess there's a lot of things going on. And so let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause. Hey, Todd, welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this afternoon for you? I think at Texas is afternoon.
Oh, it's nighttime right now in Texas.
Okay. It's okay. So you are probably the same time as Toronto, 7:45?
Yes, I would say so.
Awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
We have that in common.
We do. So, Todd, you from very, very young, I watch your social, and obviously you have an amazing YouTube channel, music coming everywhere. And this has been going on. This is your life since from very young. And how do you have time to be active on social media and to be able to perform, write, and be everywhere? Now you also were part of helping in some of the charity organization. Give me a trick. How do you manage your time?
I would probably blame it on ADD, you know, attention deficit disorder. I'm telling you. And a lot of artists have it, but, you know, we pretty much have to stay busy all the time. We have to be, you know, doing things and being involved with things and being productive. But the passion is really what it comes down to, is the passion to reach more people with what the message is. And that's just to, you know, touch someone's life and just find out what's going on in their life, you know. I mean, honestly, this whole vehicle is just to reach more people in the world. It's not to say, yeah, look what I can do, but it's like, hey, what can I do for you? How can I help you in your journey and where you're at in life?
Wow, I love what you said, that Todd. It's incredible because a lot of people don't see what you're seeing and not seeing the big picture. And obviously, a lot of people take that when you are promoting yourself on social media, when you are exposing, you know, this is what's going on. It's mostly to get feedback, to get some sort of reaction, to see if you are on the right track, and to see if you are reaching the people that you need to, and what do you need to change, and how can I help you, or what can I do for you? And that's exactly how I always saw a social media. There is no reason for me to brag about anything because there's nothing to brag. There's better podcaster out there than I am, but I am testing the ground, and I want to see what else can I do to benefit you. So great explanation. I've been doing this for a very long time, and this is the very first time that I've actually heard somebody put it so well and so adequate to hit the nail. So you've been doing so many things. Right now you have launched a brand new single. It's called Hell and Back. Obviously had a little bit to do with some ordeals that I guess that you went through yourself that inspired you to write this song, or I mean the title at least tells me something. What happened there?
Well, I think that it's a true country song. It's traditional, you know, country, which I've been trying to really get back to those who like country music or country fans. There's a big battle going on between, you know, the pop country and traditional country, classic country. I hear it every day, you know. And when I heard this song, it just had everything that I ever imagined a country song to be. And of course the story is just so true. And also the positivity that, you know, hey man, I'm not going down that road again. I want to do things right. I'm changing my direction. You know, so there's a lot of positivity to country music that people don't realize. We're just real people. We're real people. We live real stories, and we just want to get a message out there that's going to impact the world.
Amazing, amazing. One of the songs that I've heard from you, and it actually is one of my favorite, is called Open Sky. And Open Sky has such a great melody. It's not country. It has a little bit of it's very melodic, and it's very touchy. It's sentimental, and it's a slow song. So can you tell us a little bit about Open Sky? How did that came about? What inspired you, and what happened? I mean, the name Open Sky is such a beautiful name.
Yeah, Open Skies is just about life. You know, it's about having a vision in life, and not letting people put you down. You know, not staying at ground zero, but you move forward. You know, you show people what you are and what you can do, and. It was just a motivational song that I wrote, and literally after just sitting there watching skies and clouds and the different changes here in Texas and our Texas skies and planes going by and just, you know, but something that relate to people and where they're at in life and just kind of encourage them to keep going, you know, don't give up, don't give up.
Love it, love it. So let's hear a little bit more. It's one of my favorite. I'm sorry, I have a favorite. One of the ones that I actually play quite often and listen a lot as well. A little teaser, everyone. I will be playing more songs. Definitely, there's a huge repertoire and a lot of beautiful songs. Open Sky is just one of my favorite, but there's a lot more. There's a song that is actually making a big hit right now, and it's playing quite often. So how does it make you feel that once in a while a radio or a station or a podcast is playing your song and listening to it in the radio? Does it make you feel anything? Your dreams are worthwhile? Are all the hard work finally is paying off? How do you take it?
You know, I think that I definitely like to see the progress. And I would say it's more like a measuring tool. It's not a prideful thing. It's not to like say, yeah, look what I can do, you know. It's more of a measuring tool, really. It's just to see kind of where things are at. You know, people that are starting to like your music, DJs that are really liking your music and starting to promote it. It's just a signal to say, okay, you're on the right track. So that's kind of how I see it. It's more of a business. I look at more of the business side of things rather than an artist to say, okay, where do we need to change things? What direction do we go? You know, what do we do next to make it to the next level? You know, to push things forward a little bit. And it's exciting. I'm not going to say it's not exciting to see your song being played multiple times and people requesting it over and over and over again.
It's fun. And you know what? You should embrace and enjoy the minutes of glory, because you know you worked far hard for it. And I like how you said, yeah, it is as a measurement. You're very technical. You're very artistic. I can see you have both the sides. You know, very technical, but you're very artistic in the same way. So you use it as a measure and see if you're on the right track. And a lot of the singers, a lot of the artists don't have that. You know, they go just by the feeling, and they don't use measurements, or they don't track things. And sometimes that's why they get in trouble. But you have that methodical and all the measurements in line, I guess you can work it differently. So one of the things that I noticed about about music and about your photography, that you look very genuine. Is this what you really wanted to accomplish? That simple person, that country style, I'm just like you, but I just like to play music. Was this done on purpose, or is something that somebody or a personal visual person decided to say, Todd, let's go this way because this is what is going to attract a good audience? Or it's just you being yourself? Did you have a personal image consultant, that's the word I was looking for, to create that image, or if that is just you?
Yeah, I don't have anybody. I don't have a manager, booking agent, or anybody breathing down my neck to say, hey, well, this is what you need to focus on, or here's where you're headed. You know, we're going to do this next or do that. I pretty much fly by the seat of my pants, honestly. As a Texas boy, and I just know what feels right. And I know what's going to be good, and it's all kind of intuitional, just a gift from God, honestly. I would say that, the Bible says a gift, your gift will make you wave before kings. And that's what I believe in. I believe in divine intervention. I believe in the Lord. I believe in what he does every day. And I put my faith in him, and he kind of guides my steps and orders me where I need to go and kind of opens things up for me, really, truly, and gives me the inspiration to do what I do.
Beautiful.
And I've questioned it a lot. I play in a lot of dive bars and places that people probably wouldn't want to go to,
Yes.
But, it's my calling. And,
right.
That's what I do. I'm just called to do it. And I just obey to do it, and things turn out very successful, when you put things
awesome.
in his hand.
Awesome,
just
awesome.
Saying.
And that's beautiful. I appreciate your honesty and your sincerity, and obviously your freedom, to say that you are definitely, a son of a great creator. And any possibility on this, amen to that too. Any possibility or do you will be willing, or maybe you started that way, going a little bit more gospel or including some of godly messages into your music? Like you said, sometimes you feel weird, you feel different being in a bar where you kind of sort of have that mixed feeling, should I be playing here? But I know that your heart is not there. Would you consider in the near future kind of leaving that environment and just pure concentrating in something that is more, I don't know what word to use, clean?
Like religious? Religious or something like that?
I hate to use the word religious, Todd. I use more spiritual or even
spiritual.
More gospel.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, that just like Elvis Presley was raised as a Christian man in church, I was too. There seems to be a pattern here that there's a lot of guys out there that were raised in the roots of Christianity, but the Lord took them, different directions. And so I don't want to get into a battle or a dispute or anything. I know the Bible, I've trained in it. But the thing that it has taught me is this, is that God is real. And then if you're going to be real, you got to be real to yourself and real to other people. And you can't just be some phony and fake out there, trying to bring people along into some kind of thing that maybe they don't want to be belong to. But if you can give them something and give them something they really want to invest in or like or attracted to, go for it. We live in a big world. Right? We live in a big earth here, from the heavens above. And you kind of have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You got to kind of take your own walk and take your own steps, and But right? I mean, I
understand where you're coming from, and I completely understand, and I respect you. Within regards to a lot of singers that have started in singing in the church or singing into a Christian or even a gospel environment, danger is that you would move. And I'm not saying that is your case. You sound very grounded and very true to your belief, and I respect that and admire that, and you know, praise God for that. But there is the danger of falling into that worldly trap and into the hands of the enemy. A lot of people have left and has denied God after being in the church, and then they completely, you know, give themselves to the world, and they're singing things that are, I can guarantee you, personally, I would never listen to, because now they have, given up or exchange what they believe because they get so involved. And you know, I pray that that's not your case, it's not your reality, but that I'm just kind of pointing it out there. And I trust that you sound like you know what you're doing.
I do. Great. Trust me, I do.
Great. Great. Todd, I see that there is a lot of shows coming up. You are on March the 6th. You are in Waco, Winery, Texas. I guess there is a show there that you're going to be appearing. Also, you have a show on March 19th at 6 p.m. on Oli Rid on, and please help me, I'll pronounce this, at Tishimingo, and that's in Arkansas?
No. That's Blake Shelton's bar.
Okay. Blake Shelton from
The Voice. Yeah,
gotcha.
He invited me there with him.
Awesome.
And Gwen. And
awesome.
Yeah, that's Ole Red, Dishomingo, Oklahoma on the
19th. Oklahoma. So, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're playing on April the 30th on Mayfest in the Trinity Park in Texas as well. And my goodness, you're 12. You're booked in LSA Burger in Denton, Texas, and in May 12, 14 rather, in Steak Bash Texas Music Festival. So all those booking, and you told me that you do not have a manager. For somebody who's managing themselves, and I know that your life is unbelievably busy. You must have very good connections. How do you manage the booking and I guess you just go after? How do you?
We there?
Yes. Hello? I was just I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did something kind of weird. It kind of buzzed or something. You know, I've had booking agents, and I've had people that kind of try to handle my shows and stuff, but they don't know where I want to go. They just don't understand my heart and what I want to do and the people I want to be in front of. So I just kind of take it over, and I get contacted and invited all the time for all kinds of events to play. And so I pick and choose and say, yeah, I'll go here or I'll go there, or, you know, it gives me the freedom to make that decision where I want to be. And plus, I don't have to pay anybody, you know, their commission. Because, boy, they will charge you a arm and a leg, baby.
Obviously. And I guess really nice to have that freedom to be able to, you know, pick where you feel more comfortable and where you feel most at ease, and where you would like to have this your song played and you would like to perform. So one of the things that I want to forget, I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor, Todd, but I want to make sure that the audience is able to get to follow you on social. So can you share with the audience, and that will be right after words of our sponsor, where can people reach you? By the way, guys, if you know this fellow, call us in at 845 877-977-9078, 845-277-9078, or you can comment on social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, or also on Twitter. You can tweet as well. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. It is Monday. It's a beautiful day. Weather here in Toronto is getting warmer. +8 today. The snow is melting. We feel a little bit like spring. So I'm hoping that I am right. We've been having so much snow lately. It's crazy. We were snowed down a couple of days last week. It was just horrendous. And so we are looking forward to finally getting some spring, some flowers, the sun, you know, all the good stuff that our creator has created. And we're here today live with Todd Bear, an amazing artist from Texas, one of my favorite places. I still need to go. It's still on my bucket list. And also we're talking about his career, his music, his belief. Thanks to Canada. Thanks to the U.S. Thanks to freedom of speech, we're able to express it and not be fearful. Also, a lot of tours. If you are in the Texas area, right from March 6th on Friday, he is on tour playing in a lot of great places and places he prefers to talk to play as well, which is great. Not a lot of us have the privilege to say, this is where I would like to play. And so if you would like to interact with us, please don't be shy. The number is 845-277-9078. And we will love to have some interaction just to say hi or, you know, any advice. Perhaps you are in the music industry yourself and you have some comments, questions, or even just some doubts. You never know. Before we call our words of our sponsor, I wanted him to share his social media with us. So can you let us know where people contact you, Todd?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is Todd Barrow Music. On Instagram, it's Todd Barrow Music 1. And on Facebook, it's Todd Barrow Music. And then my website is toddbarrowmusic.com. And so, but if you type in my name on Google or Yahoo, you'll pull me right up.
It's true. It's true. I follow him on pretty much all the social. And like I said, he's very, very active on social media. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Todd, one of our last question, because we are starting to run out of time with your singing, with your performing and traveling you know, being out there exposed to, you know, sometimes bad weather, rain, and all that. How do you keep yourself healthy? How do you keep yourself fit? What kind of activity do you do, or what kind of routine do you do trying to keep yourself good for your performers?
Oh, absolutely. I take a multivitamin every day. I jog often, and I have a workout routine in a gym, just to stay fit, and drink a lot of water, and a lot of you know when you get dehydrated, you know, Powerade and Gatorade and kind of, you know, it's almost like being like an athlete, right? In the NFL or the NHL or the NBA or whatever sports you're active in, you have to stay, you know, active and fit to perform, to make the long haul. Because man, I tell you, there's some nights I'll be playing 3 to 4 hours, even 5 hours, some shows. So yeah, exercise is good, and stay hydrated.
That's awesome advice, and I think it follows not just for people that are performers or singers, but even if you are on a different type of environment, if you are always on the computer and writing, if you are a writer or even a coach, a lot of people I interview a lot of coaches, and they always are in an office, you know, planning things. So one of the things that I always, even myself, got to go to the gym, just kind of break the day, and then just do something to move your body for 20 minutes minimum. I try to do a lot more, and drinking a lot of water. One of the things that we forget, I have my tea here right now just to make sure that I, you know, keep hydrated. And that's awesome advice. Love it. So what is next for you? Because it seems like you do not stop writing, you do not stop singing. You know, is there a new solo, a new song? I mean, you are pretty much booked a solid for the next month or so, but is it something new that you're working on? The show, tell us who you are, what you do, contact info. You've given all your social information. Anything new? What are you working on?
Yeah, I'm definitely working on a new song. I've got a song a couple of days ago I started working on, and it pretty much focuses on the ladies, you know, and what's going on in their lives. But it tends to favor the fellows in the end. So I'm working on a story in a you know, like a movie, pretty much, you know, like producers do. But as a songwriter, I've got a song in the bucket. I'm gonna go to Fort Worth Sound, and we're planning on that here in March, and recording a new song, a new single release. So that's coming out very soon. So just stay tuned for that. It's going to be hot.
Well, let me know. I would love to get your MP3. We will be playing some of your songs today. Absolutely. And you also have a recording company. So you help other musicians, or is this recording company basically for your own use? I know that, Todd Bear Music is a recording studio as well.
Well, basically it's the publishing company side of things that I do. And then I have a lot of friends in the studio, business that I lease out to do these kind of recordings. I don't have my own recording studio, just to clarify that, but I do have a lot of recording studios to recommend and able to produce whatever project you're looking to do here in Texas.
Well, that's a true side of an entrepreneur, which always, and a servant, you know, a son of the Almighty, is to help others and to be able to give back. So you're doing a great job. I want to thank you for being with us tonight, Todd. We will be playing
Sure.
your song. It's been awesome to have you and
thank you.
Share everything that you have to share with us. Hopefully you picked up some, you that are listening to us, picked some sort of information and got a little bit of inspiration. And if anything, you can always contact him through his social media. He's very, very active on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and obviously his YouTube songs are just amazing. Thank you so much. God bless and have a fun.
Thank you so much. God bless everybody. We'll see you next time.
Open Sky is the song, my favorite. I'm going to play that one first by Todd Barrow. Open Sky is a beautiful song. I love the guitar. I love the voice. I love everything. So I will play it for you, for your delight.
Bible, read about Jesus and him 12 disciples. Well, as a little youth, we're born a able of him. He loved the blind and him blessed the crippled.
Yeah. So if you are doing wrong, I say, I want you to change your evil ways. Any time for the judgment day,
it might come soon.
So open up your heart and let him in. His love, it comes from deep within. Instead of living a life of sin.
All yes to the Father, all yes to the Father, yeah.
He'll always see you through. He'll never turn his back on you. So you should have no fear. Cause he is always near. The Father loves you.
To him.
And he loves me too.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Look all around. How his love is shining through.
It does shine bright.
The Father loves you, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And he loves me too. He said to do unto others as you would have them do to you.
Our God's Son, I sing to him, give thanks and praise to the Father. Each and every second, every minute, every hour.
Oh,
I mean, I give thanks and praise to the Lord. God, the Lord, do say, he make we on ya. What if a man do God when nothing's gone wrong? In a bad position, pick up on the needs of them first intention. When everything Chris got near, no mention. When you listen to the words, when the rope drop, I say, go down on your knees and pray every day. The Almighty plans are where we have to put post. Cause in an Eden, me not go put in the show.
The Father loves you, yeah, and he loves me too.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Look all around, how his love is shining through.
It does shine bright.
The Father loves you, yeah. And he loves me too.
Oh yes, oh yes.
He said to do unto others as you would have them do to you. The Father loves you, yeah. And he loves me too.
Me and you.
Look all around, how his love is shining through. Oh, the Father loves you, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And he loves me too. To do unto others as you would have them do to you. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you don't know it, your people.
Oh, yeah.
Do it like a trainer.
Give thanks and praise. To the Father.
On the things to cool the fire.
Every day.
And that was the song from an amazing Caribbean group. It's called The Father Loves You. I love it. Love it. Lots of happiness, which is great. Next up is Sabrina Fala. She was on the show last week. She is from Ottawa, and she is a singer-songwriter from Canada. So let's follow and let's enjoy. This song is called
Sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard, teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery. About what I wanted, but I'm finally letting go of the hurt. Hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. Goodbye, I'm better off without you. Sometimes the truth can hurt, 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 hurt. The pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of.
Want to
And that was Lorena Poluana, Solo Una Noche. And we are done. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for being part of this network that we have created here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Thanks again to our Texas country singer, Todd Bearer. All the greatest success. We'll be back with another show, another guest, and another fantastic day. Bye-bye for now, everyone.